Okay, John. Yeah, very good. Thank you for that information. And, yeah, so that's a thought. If your car's not starting and you suspect that gas, shake it. Why are you turning off? I know the radio's wanting to turn off. But anyway, and speaking of batteries, my aunt and uncle had to buy a battery, and I pointed them towards Rural King, and they purchased a battery, and they proceeded to call me later and said that they have a 7-year warranty on their batteries. I was quite surprised to hear that a store like that had a 7-year warranty on their battery. So keep that in mind. Their prices are reasonable, too, so that's why I sent them that way. But 7 years, pretty good. All right, N9OKA, you kind of doubled with John. No, we did not hear anything you said. But John, he didn't talk very long, so we didn't miss anything. But Mike, go ahead with your traffic that you had. This is AC9HO Net Control.
I apologize for playing stupid games back and forth with my radios and antenna switch. Sorry about that. Hope I didn't hurt my radio any doing that. But, that with what John was just talking about, it takes me back to the 70s. And during the so-called fuel crisis we had back then, when you had to buy gas by the first letter of your name on your license plate, if it was even or odd, or was it a number on your license plate that was even or odd, maybe that's what it was. But you could only buy so much gas on the days when your license plate would let you with the number of the letter. But I didn't have a lot of gas in my truck, and it wouldn't start one morning. And I tracked it, I started the carburetor, and there wasn't nothing coming out, and I started tracking down the line, and I found a slushy in my fuel pump. And I got to talking to my dad about it, and he told me in the winter, you should have at least a half a tank of gas in your vehicle, so you don't have that problem. I've stuck by that, and I've never had a problem since. I always keep at least a half a tank of gas in my car in the winter. But that aside, I wanted to ask John if he'd ever mentioned Oscar 1 or not. I was on Valpo's ArieNet last night, and their ArieNet, and they talked about the history of Oscar 1. I found it interesting, and I'd like to read 3 or 4 paragraphs about it, just the early beginnings of Oscar 1, if John hasn't covered it already. N9OKA.
Now, I do not believe he has covered it, but even if he has, that's okay, because you might have a new audience tonight. So go ahead with those paragraphs, Mike. AC9HO Net Control.